West 6th Avenue.
Clark, Carpet, and Tile. Our quality makes the difference.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to KVOE.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is now 8:15. Lots of sunshine, 43 degrees currently. A really nice day ahead at 73. Tons of sunshine and a light northeast breeze. Some cloud cover tonight, 41. More clouds tomorrow and 75. Full forecast details are coming up. Chase County Old School Development District has been very active over the last several years, and there's a lot coming on the community calendar here very soon. And we're pleased to have spokesperson and organizer Leanne Kester joining us as we continue our 8:05 newscast here today.
Leanne, good morning. Hi, how are you?
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I am great.
Well, good to hear that. You have to be, at this particular point in time, pretty organized, because there's a ton between the middle of March, late March, and the late April time period. You have a ton on the schedule right now over the next 6 weeks.
We do. A really special event, a couple of fundraisers that are ideas we've never tried before. And then a group that's renting the building is having a show they're putting on. So lots of variety.
Well, I guess let's start here with what's going to be taking place here to close out the month of March, starting with, a free book club here on the 20th.
Yep, we have book club the third Thursday of every month. Everyone's welcome. We have a good time, have some good snacks. We'd love for people to join us for our book club.
And then you also have a fun event here called, what, Wine, Food, Friends, and Fun right after that.
We do. This is a couple of friends are offering to do this as a fundraiser for us. Emporians Connie Slater and Vicki Lyon are putting on a wine-food pairing. Meg Worthing, who is the owner-manager of Mulready's, is specifically choosing five wines that will be tasted, and then we'll have food pairings with each one. That is a limited seating one, so that's one we need reservations for if people are interested. We're really excited about this new event.
Speaking of that, you mentioned limited seating. I guess how many seats are, maybe totally available? How many have been claimed, and how do we get the reservations here for that event on the 22nd?
Right. We are limiting it to 50 people, and we already have close to 30 that are signed up for it. Many ways that you can contact me, 620-340-9634, or you can personal message me, check on our website or on our Facebook page, Old School Friends, Chase County Old School Friends, and you can message me there. So multiple ways that you can get a hold of us to get a seat reserved.
And what's it cost?
It's $40 per person. And then it's, if you want a special deal, you can reserve an entire table for six for $200, which gives you a free ticket.
Outstanding.
Give me the whole table. That's right.
I like that approach.
Yeah, six to eight on March 22nd. We need all the reservations by the 15th for this one so that we can get the food purchased and the wine purchased. So get a hold of me quickly on this one.
Speaking of community activities, you have what sounds like it's going to be the showcase event, the open house for the community center, and the apartments, which have been under construction for a while, which is coming up, coming up here a week and a half away or so.
Yes, the 25th. This event is free. The Chamber of Commerce and Frontier Development and Chase County Old School Development District are co-sponsoring an open house. The apartments are done. They are going to start moving people in April 1st, but we want a chance for people to see the lovely work that they've done before people have closed their doors to their own private apartments. We have extended the hours. It was initially 1 to 3, and we had such a group of people wanting to see it. We've extended the hours from 12 to 4 on the 25th.
So how many apartments did you end up with there, Leanne?
There are 10 apartments. There's 6 two-bedroom and 4 one-bedroom. And I wish I could explain how lovely they are in their uniqueness. It's not a see-one, see-them-all, cookie-cutter type apartments. They've taken every classroom and taken their unique features and focused on those, like chalkboards, the old support poles in the middle, the lovely, huge windows. Every room has gorgeous outside light. The floors refinished. These are the original floors that are refinished and just shine. They're just lovely. And then, of course, the entryway, the magnificent stairway that leads up to the second floor is a highlight of the building.
So are all these apartments spoken for?
You know, I do not know that for sure. I have purposely chosen to stay out of the business end of it because I don't want anybody to think that there was anybody got chosen for an apartment over someone else based on who they knew. So Frontier Development has done all of the assigning of apartments. From the interest we've had, I'm assuming they're about all gone just because everybody's been wanting to know when they can move in. So,
are all the apartments done as far as the restoration?
Oh, they are done.
Process? They are done. Well, how big was
all
that?
All they're doing is the final cleanup right now. I got to walk through a couple of days ago, and it's just... It's a dream come true for all of us that have worked so hard on this.
For a long period of time. For a long period of time.
A long period of time, yes.
Well, I tell you what, Leanne, before we let you go here, let's talk really quickly about the April activities. We don't have a whole lot of time to go into these in more detail, but you've got three of note coming up here through the month of April.
We do. The Rug Herkers are... I have rented the building for 2 days for April 5th and 6th, and they're going to have an open, free... display and reception you can go to. And then another event that we need reservations for is April 26th, and it's a cupcake decorating. A woman who's a professional cupcake decorator is coming in and teaching classes. So call me about that one if you want reservations too.
Plus book club and cake decorating classes coming up. So you have a huge, huge schedule here for the Chase County Old School Community Center and now for the apartments as well. And we do need to bring you back on here pretty quickly too, Leanne, to talk a little bit more about the apartment setup and the community center and really highlight what you've done here. But we really wanted to thank you for your time talking about here the upcoming community activities to highlight everything that you guys have done.
Thank you so much for supporting us in this.
Thanks, Leanne. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Leanne Kester, yes, indeed. The Chase County Old School development is developed, Chuck.
Yes, it is.
How about that?
Boy, it is good to report on that. And we'll have more here on the schedule coming up here shortly on KVUE and KVUE.com. Want to let you know here, speaking of the schedule, the live and local calendar at KVUE.com has our monthly tech talk. Again, Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty, Vice President for Advancement Mike Crouch will be our guests here in just a couple of minutes. Talk of Emporia comes up at 11:06, monthly visit with Central Care Cancer Center. Basketball all over the place tonight here on KVUE. It's going to be a doubleheader. Conference championships, the Coastal Athletic Association at 6, West Coast Conference Championship at 8. Country 101.7 FM has first round action for the Big 12 tournament as K-State takes on Arizona State. 5 for pregame, 6 for tip-off tonight. No late news on Country 101.7 FM. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVUE or log on to KVUE.com and go live and local with us. From the 24-hour KVUE newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
All right, and I do want to let people know that Abundant Harvest, of course.
At it again.
They are at it again because they have a ton of chips, and I mean a ton of chips, out front beginning at 8:30 here this morning. And they posted a little video, but they have got a lot of them out there for a pickup to begin at 8:30 this morning. So
get over there.
If you're in need of chips, they've got you covered. At Abundant Harvest on Whittier.
All right.
News this morning, a service of Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6. People forget how fast you did the job, but they remember how well you did it. Clark Carpet and Tile, 3302 West 6th. It is 8:24. Good morning.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Callie Medrano, your local shelter insurance agent for home, life, car, farm, business, and more. Thank you for shopping Emporia first.
KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9. Thank you for shopping Emporia first.
Shop Emporia.
This is Jenny Engold with Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue. Come see us for your tire, vehicle repair, and ATV service needs. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.
Live and local, KVOE Country 101.7 and Mix 104.9. Thank you for shopping Emporia first.
This is Alex with Next Tech Wireless, located in the Flint Hills Mall. Thanks for shopping Emporia first.